Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Lion from the Lake is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. I got a chance to hear his single, Primitive. You guys will have a chance to hear it a little bit later, and we'll be telling you also how you can stay connected with Lion and what's coming up next for him. But Lion, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on here, Cyrus.
Hey, man, glad to do it. Well, first of all, as I was sharing with you actually before we went live here, you know, it's great to be able to see anybody being able to find something that they love and then, of course, to be able to pursue it. But what has it been like for you, Lion, to be able to share that with the world? Because you've been definitely using the various social media outlets, especially, to be able to share your music out there. What has it been like for you to see the response?
I think it's very important to be able to express yourself through music because music is a way you can get people to listen when they won't listen to you in a regular conversation.
Right.
So the greatest experience about the response that I've had is that people actually hear what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. I mean, and you bring up a really good point, you know, Lion, because I think, too, you know, there are a lot of people out there that may say, you know what, I think I have a talent for this. I think I may want to do that. But they don't do it. I mean, you were a person who felt as though you had something to say, and you're out saying it. Where did that courage come from to do it?
I can't lie at all. That it definitely comes from God. Mm-hmm. And I kind of have a story about courage. You know, Lion from the Lake has a story behind the name itself as well.
Okay.
And part of being a lion is, you know, they're the most courageous animal that there is.
Right. Exactly.
And when I was, when I was like 20 years old, from 26, I like hit bottom and I lost everything I had. And at that very moment, I determined that it was going to take the courage of a lion to turn around everything in my life.
Hmm.
And at the time, I lived at Percy Priest Lake, which is where From the Lake comes from in my name.
Gotcha.
Where I had that experience and that moment of clarity where it's like everything's got to change.
Right. And with that being said, though, Lion, you know, I'm glad you shared that backstory because I think it really shows for anybody that no matter how dark the time may seem, I mean, as long as they don't give up, you know, they can definitely persevere. I mean, do you think that has been one of the great things about your success is that you understand what it's like, you know, to be able to come up, you know, and to appreciate the struggle, and that's why you're able to enjoy where you're at right now and where you're going?
Absolutely. You know, it was like when I lost everything that I had, I learned that I really gained everything. And so I wasn't in music, you know, for material gain. I was in it for, you know, freedom of expression and to be able to change people's lives.
Right.
And that's two different approaches.
Right. Exactly. And I think that again, is a great thing for us to remember. Now, could you have imagined, though, Lion, along the way that, you know, in doing what you love and being able to create the music that you love, that you would not only have fans, but also people who will be inspired by you?
Hey, when I set out on this journey, I just wanted to change some people's lives. And, you know, really, God does it all. And so I really can't take any kind of credit. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know?
Right. And I think that is the great thing about it. And in doing that, again, you're able to give people great music, make them think along the way, but also, of course, be able to share your own creativity. Now, I noticed when I was preparing for this segment with you, Lion, that you've been able to work with some great artists as well. I mean, what has it been like for you to go from having artists that you not only respect, but then to be able to work with them?
That has been probably some of the greatest experiences that I've had is to grow up on artists and then wind up building a relationship with them and a bridge from one city to the next and to be able to provide opportunities, you know, to your city, your state, the music community, the industry. And, you know, like we shot a documentary with Do or Die up in Chicago. And, you know, that's one of the most dangerous places to go right now. But I was able to go up there and film a documentary that nobody else has footage of ever.
Wow.
And so it's just, you know, that's part of being on your own adventure and really having real faith and believing in God and kind of just walking out on the ledge and keep walking out on the ledge even if people say that you can't.
Yeah.
And that's really the formula is are you brave enough or do you have the courage of a lion to do that over and over again despite what the odds are against you?
And I think that is, again, something for all of us to remember, regardless of what our profession and what our passion might be. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today to a lion from the lake. We're talking to him not only about his journey as an artist, but how he was able to come from hitting the bottom to rising up and doing what he loves and creating the music that he loves as well. You know, I want to talk to you about, you know, the journey to being yourself, because it has to be a great feeling for you, Lion, to not only to do music, but then to be able to share who you are in music. I mean, has it always been easy for you to be as honest in music as you are?
You know, I think there's certain types of people in the world. I would be the first one to tell you that I have not always been, you know, just straightforward honest, and that at one time in my life, you know, I wasn't very honest. And I think that everybody has to learn their lessons, whether people are, you know, trying to teach them or if they just have to go through the experience. But through cumulative experiences, you know, I learned that that wasn't going to work for me, dishonesty.
Right.
And so I discovered the truth, you know, which is kind of most people's experience by default, if you live long enough in this life, is that the truth doesn't have to be changed. Nobody can manipulate it or reformat it. The truth is what is.
Right.
So it's something to be discovered.
Exactly. And I think that is the great thing about being able to discover the truth and then to be able to live the truth. You know, do you find, though, that even as you mentioned, you know, through your journey to truth, Lion, do you find as though it automatically then found its way into your music now, the music that we're able to enjoy?
Yes, I would say if you know, live by certain principles and you can't help but tell the truth because you can only live a certain way. You either live one way or the other, you know, and you either live by spiritual principles and have a spiritual life that is based on truth as your foundation or you don't, you know. And I think by doing one, you discover the other. So when people think that they make errors, it's not really an error. It's just a platform for higher learning.
Right. You know, one of the things I noticed that you posted on Facebook, and, you know, I'm going to ask you about this a little bit later, and that is I think you may even be writing a book, and we can talk about that a little bit later, Lion. But, you know, it seems as though, and even when I was going back and prepping for this, it seems as though things just seem to be lining up for you right now. Do you think that the challenges that you faced and the challenges that you've been able to overcome, you know, definitely help to prepare you for the moment that you're in right now?
Certainly. I think everything leads to something else. And, I've faced all kinds of challenges. I mean, I've had to write my own contracts. And, you know, just because someone signs a contract doesn't mean that they're going to abide by what's on the contract.
Right.
You know, so there's many different obstacles in the music industry and in business, period, that have to be overcome. But it's by overcoming those that make you who you are and allow you to discover yourself.
Right. Right, exactly. And I think, too, along the way, as I said earlier, you've been able to amass this fan base. I mean, do you still have those wow moments, Lion, where you're like, wow, this is really happening. Wow, these people are really there for me.
Yeah, I mean, the last three nights I've had that. I just, every day I'm wowed by something. I think if you're not, you're probably not learning enough.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's just my opinion, but every day I'm pretty surprised about how things roll out and how nobody can predict them. You can just prepare the best you can. And you really have to use the real supernatural faith to be able to navigate through this labyrinth successfully. Plus, you have to have a great team behind you to really, you know, teamwork makes the dream work.
Right. And I think that is the thing. And I think that teamwork is definitely so important. You know, I think, too, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, you've been able to work with some great people. You know, I even noticed, of course, you know, videos, of course, of you as I was prepping for this. I mean, all of that, I think, you know, really shows people, you know, what hard work would do for you. Talk to us about the single Primitive, though, Lion. How did that single come about?
Oh, wow. The single Primitive is kind of, if you notice, we shot the video in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, I'm actually just kind of wearing a white T-shirt. I'm not wearing something real fancy. And the concept kind of came about because before the way the world is now, it was another way. And people were primitive. So the concept that we were wanting to express to everyone is that before the business is and the world is the way that it is now, it was another way before.
Right.
And that's very important, that if you don't know the history of the way that it was before, like they say, history, you know, will repeat itself, but your past can also be your future. You know, you can run around in circles.
Right.
So I think a big part of it is that the human race, period, of all races, are ready to advance and be on higher levels and stop being so primitive.
Great message. Great message. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Lion from the Lake with his single Primitive. You guys stay where you are. We'll have our final moments with Lion right after this.
Yeah, it's not a game. You're primitive. It's time to pay the penalty. Lion from the Lake. Yeah. What you have is a bunch of real people that entered the game. And now we coming out through the other side. We done took this show.
I hate the way that haters hate me. Maybe I'm crazy, but maybe they say didn't make it. Then maybe I'm the greatest. Cause they say I'm freaking crazy, so maybe I can't fake it. Yup, I'm from the Matrix. I'm the one that comes from up above. Teddy, you better get ready. My letters like Freddy. And impossible, it's impossible to talk to you. My gospel is impossible, not possible to follow with you. Follow me is philosophically impossible to even bother me. The logic is impossible, improbable. You gotta be from another planet. Don't panic, I'm the nana's not an option. I'm from God. I'm a monster philosophically. Still killing your philosophy. Fulfilling all the prophets. God's prodigy, the prodigal son, does not bother me. You needed a genius, well, he's the reason that you see me. These evil on the steeples are evil, you can't see it. Believe me, there's a reason I don't wanna freaking be here.
Laugh with the bad, I'm just saying it's sad. With the trash you ran, you came back with that. I got rhymes, got promises, and 9 to 5. About time I got a sign, that was time to die. So polish the rap, I demolish every molecule. Impossible to follow, rules I really don't follow. You regenerate my mental state, I'm from the book of Genesis. Take a look for witness, and you're looking at the general. In the lab with the pad, I'm just saying it's sad. With the trash you ran, you came back with that. I got rhymes, got promises, 9 to 5. About time I got a sign, now time to die. So polish the rap,
evil preachers are preaching. They believe it, don't need it in theory. They believe in Jesus, it's easy to read it preaching. It's a decent reason they even believe in Jesus. Not one of you, cause none of you believed in me, but he did. Speaking to believers and deceivers and needy. Deceivers wanna beat us and cheat us, they wanna be us. They can f*** with Kentucky. Yeah, lucky I'm my daddy. Yeah, pass it to rappers and a slap up when he's smacking. I'm a rapper to these rappers, matter of fact, I have to slap them. I attack like a Gatling gun out the back of an Apache. Back to pack, rappers get slapped with a fucking backhand. I really am the baddest, I kill them and fill them with venom. Can't pretend I'm innocent, I'm innocent, a nemesis. Regenerate my mental state, I'm from the book of Genesis. Mental state to infiltrate you, motherfucking premises. Human M's are good and safe, but I'm the fucking general.
From the lab with the pad, I'm just saying it's sad. With that trash you ran, you came back with that. I got rhymes, got promises, and 9 to 5. About time I got a sign, now it's time to die. So polish the rap, I demolish every molecule. Impossible to follow rules, I really don't follow you. Regenerate my mental state, I'm from the book of Genesis. Take a look for witness, it's just looking at the general. In the lab with the pad, I'm just saying it's sad. With the trash you ran, you came back with that. I got rhymes, got promises, 9 to 5. About time I got time, now time to die. So polish the rap, I demolish every molecule. Impossible to follow rules, I really don't follow you. Regenerate my mental state, I'm from the book of Genesis. Take a look for witness, it's just looking at the general.
That was Line from the Lake with Primitive right here on Conversations Live. We're back with our final moments with recording artist Lake. Line, we've been talking to him actually not only about the journey, of course, of being able to share his music with the world, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to be able, of course, to be able to share it with all of you. There's a couple of things I want to talk about from that single Primitive, though, Line. And the first thing is the lyrical ability, because it seems like storytelling is a big part of what you do in music. How important is that for you, that you do more than get somebody to be up on their feet, that you actually give them something to think about?
You know, I think having every single element of just hip-hop as far as storytelling, lyricism, wordplay, delivery, being able to have every ability to rap it any, you know, certain way that you want, is something that was very important when the music business started, and it's really our obligation to pass down those traditions and to preserve them, because that's what made hip-hop so special and music so special, is that it's limitless and creative, and that freedom of expression, the ability to be able to say whatever you want, because if you can't say whatever you want the way that you want, you know, that's a problem.
Right.
And, you know, one of my main tasks is to preserve the freedom of speech and tell stories to express certain, you know, ideas to the public.
Right. Well, one of the things that you say in that song, even though I think it was my second or third time actually listening to it live that I actually caught this, was one of the things that you mentioned, too, was how being a father affected you. I mean, talk to us about that. How has being a father, how has that changed you?
Wow. You know, I think a lot of everything that I do, I kind of plan around my son. And it kind of makes me consider other people with children, whereas before, you know, you're just kind of, you're wide open. You're not as compassionate and aware of the struggles of other people. Like in America, there's lots of single parents that are really struggling and going through a lot of tough times.
Right.
And, you know, I myself have experienced that as well, being a single dad and, you know, struggled before. So I think somebody has to be the bridge in between the gap of the people that are struggling and the people that are doing okay, rather than just being totally holy and telling the other people to be holy.
Right.
So I think that's very important, is that my son has shown me that I need to love everybody right where they are, even if they don't love me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had to bring that up, Lion, because like I said, you mentioned it in that song, and even though it was said quickly, it's something that I thought about. I was curious. I noticed on your Facebook page, you know, you share pictures. And so, you know, I know it had to be something personal for you. So I'm glad you're able to share that, because I think that also inspired other single dads that are out there as well, that know what you're going through, you know, and know what you're working for sure. Again, everyone, Lion from the Lake has been our guest today. Great conversation with you today, Lion. We've been talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Primitive was a single you guys heard here. But, Lion, how can our listeners stay connected with you, as well as find out more information about the music?
You could certainly, the easiest way would be either to Google Lion from the Lake, which will pull up many social sites, iTunes, Google Play. We're on YouTube, Twitter, you know, SoundCloud, all the different, you know, we're on Vevo.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many different, but probably just Google Lion from the Lake would be the short answer to a long story.
Okay. So Lion from the Lake, you guys just look for it. And then, of course, we have tagged Lion from the Lake on our social media pages as well to make it easy for you guys to find it on the basic sites like Facebook and Twitter. You know, Lion, congratulations to you again, man. Thank you so much for coming on the program. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, man.
Cyrus, it's certainly been a pleasure. And I just want to give a shout out to Cyrus for being so professional and having me on the show. And I certainly appreciate it. And I just want to give a shout out to Boot Camp Enterprises as well.
All right, definitely, definitely. We also want to thank Bullseye for setting up this conversation for us. Michelle McGee, thank you so much for setting this up for us. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Now, if you guys are joining us on the radio side of our show, there's more Conversations Live to come, so you guys stay where you are. If you're joining us on the online side, we are going to lose you guys. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available, as I just mentioned, on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you guys take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.